Rents are going up, food's going up, energy going up, and the fear is especially real when it comes to the extortionate electricity bills that households face. And people are absolutely outraged when they see the scandalous hikes and standing charges by big profiteering energy companies that they're inflicting on households. These hikes are ensuring that you're fleeced even if you do all that you can to cut back on your energy use, and the government needs to act decisively. You need to cut electricity prices back to pre-crisis levels and cap them at that level to help get families through this winter. Minister, this is a simple and straightforward plan to help over 2 million households reduce their electricity bills at a time when it's most needed. Sinn Féin's plan would give certainty to households this winter. And Minister, you know that this is possible. When I raised it with you last week on the floor of the Dáil, I told you that it was happening in many other European countries. And in the last 48 hours, the Dutch and the Danes have announced price certainty for their citizens. Cutting and capping electricity prices makes sense, Minister. So what households need now is clarity. What households are begging for is certainty. Certainty that they will be able to make it through the winter. That is what a cap will do. Reduce electricity prices to pre-crisis level and fix them at that right throughout the winter. Minister, it is the right choice. It is the choice that many countries across Europe and a growing number are making. So I ask you again, Minister, will you act? Will you act to cut electricity bills back to the summer of 2021 levels, and will you cap them at that level right through the winter until the end of February?
Thank you. Mr. Ryan.
We absolutely acknowledge that these price rises are really hitting and hurting our people and businesses across the country, and we have to do everything to protect them. We also have to at every time remind our people that the reason for that is the war in Ukraine, the use of Russian government of energy as a weapon of war, which is a direct attack on our people. And yes, we will continue, as we've done over the last year, to look at the best way to do so. I don't believe the Sinn Féin plan is the right one, and I want to set out why. It is very similar to what the Tory party are looking to do. In fact, Jacob Rees-Mogg this morning, I believe, set out pretty much the same policy for Northern Ireland. You're following a Tory government approach. I don't agree with it. The first problem in principle is that it would actually benefit the better off, who tend to use more energy, tend to have the bigger houses, tend to have the bigger bills. They would benefit most from the approach that you are suggesting. Secondly, as in the Tory party approach, it would benefit the energy industries. And that is something that we don't need to do this time. What we need to do is to apply windfall charges and actually give that money back to our people rather than providing a cap where they get a free pass in any amount of after that. Thirdly, I would recommend you read Martin Wolf in the Irish Times today, taken from the Financial Times earlier in the week. The economics of this is deeply uncertain. The potential costs, the potential length, the potential effect with the public purse. And we have to be careful with that because we need it to provide for the social protection, the investment in social welfare increases through this difficult time. So it is simple, your plan, but I don't think it's the right one. And it's not easy, and every country has slightly different circumstances. You have to adopt and look at what the right approach is. But I believe our approach is the right one. First and foremost, with the likes of the investment in the fuel allowance and other social welfare provisions, because we do have to protect those in lowest income first and most. Secondly, I believe you're against giving people an energy credit. Well, I argue that that is actually the right approach, because such as the prices increases here, it affects everyone. And I don't believe you can just say, well, sorry, you could do it by this cap, but that really benefits the better off. Better to do the credit mixed with social welfare contributions. And third element we do need to do, because businesses are going to be hard hit with this winter particularly, is to look at business supports, which is what we're doing as part of the preparations for the budget package.